get home at during the summer, I can still have a beer before you come.
There you go. The wives don't even want to show up.
There you go.
Okay, I declare this meeting in order.
The next meeting.
Everybody's here? Motion to adopt the December 21st agenda.
I'll second it.
The November 9th, 2016 regular meeting. Old business approved November policy.
Yeah.
Everybody good with it?
I'll second.
Vote?
Yes.
Ad hoc committee for the airport improvement plan district financial approval for the formation of the ad hoc committee.
What is the improvement? Help me out here.
That's the one we have as a grant that we have to apply for.
We've put in the basics of what they are. None of those are actual grant monies that are coming to us. If we get approved for any of those and eligible for a grant, we had to submit them just to go if it comes time, and then we'll have to do that big. You have to have a full plan with the whole maps and all the little stuff to submit. So it would be, yes, beneficial to get some kind of a committee together to head those up for the future. You know, it doesn't have to be something like right now, but to start planning for it if you guys are serious. We haven't really applied for a grant. We've applied for eligibility for future grants.
Okay, so for now, the board is the committee.
Yeah. Tabling an ad hoc at this point.
Okay.
So if some money comes up available for things.
Okay,
so that's one of the committees. What about the district financial planning? Where two of them.
Sorry, I was working on something.
Okay. Do you still want to form an ad hoc committee on the financial? Currently, it's not as stringent as a regular committee. You don't have to report everything and get together and go over stuff together and talk about it, and it doesn't.
Talk to Susan and go over things together.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So we understand both. Yeah.
Okay.
General Manager's report.
Okay.
I was waiting on you, Ron. Go ahead. You went blank.
We're going to start road maintenance. After the first,
down at the bottom.
Okay. Do you want me to do that now?
All the paperwork's in order of the agenda, so if you want to just
so you can wait, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So distribute. You need to announce the website. Sue.
So you guys all have a little packet here with the front cover of December updates. They're very minimal at this point. For review, if you're okay with them next month, then you can approve them if there's any questions. I would like to just pull all your policy books back because it's really confusing back and forth and stuff like that. My new plan is to just keep working, giving these, keep working towards putting them all in one book. Once we get one good, solid book that everything's good on, then I'll make copies for everybody. I think that's going to be an easier route at this point. Because
I feel, and per hour, and here we got it per month.
This is your vacation policy. Mm-hmm. This is your wages, and they're totally different policies.
But you get paid the same as you do on vacation as you do when you're working, right?
No, hourly when you're working. It's not an hourly rate. Down to a full-time position for a year or for whatever that was. Per hour, but it's only for something that's not in your regularly scheduled schedule.
No.
Because
if you broke your salary down, when it comes to overtime, paying for sleeping over here. That's the way we get away with the by the hour. Okay.
Right.
I just wanted to see how you already have going on, or was there changes made in here?
There is new changes to wages and salary for this one, and it's on the back. I added the part for the admin when we had all that issue with the admin. Well, I made the change. They okayed it last time I made the change. Nobody's approved the change yet.
Okay, the percentage of the additional money coming in.
Right.
I'm talking about however you want to call it, whether it's per month, salary, same thing as it was this past year.
Yes. None of that has changed, and none of that will have to change. We're still within the minimum wage requirements that are going up and stuff this year. Our base is so even, our lowest wage or our lowest hourly rate is going to be okay, because it will still be okay. We won't have to see any increases.
Each board member.
Okay, so you guys all have a in on the next sheet in here is our CSC. You only have a back sheet because I didn't want to waste the ink, but go check this out. We now have a website. We're actually official now, where all of the, instead of the reader board, which I'll still post out there for a little while, but all the minutes, all the agendas, all the financials, everything you get posted to the website now. Any announcements that are made, board members, all of that kind of stuff, you're going to be able to just pop on there and see. And so I circled your thing. If you'd like to see something on there that's not on there, it'd be really cool. The front page,
this one here, you didn't get the picture on the back.
Yeah, I just didn't get the picture. And it's easy. It's just like any other website. You just need to pop on there. And
we just get.
Yep, and just type in that down there at the bottom, the CPCSB. Just Sue can pop in there for you so you can look. So, and anyways, it's got a spot, you know, to list the board members. If you want to put a bio in there, a little bit about yourself and a picture, they encourage you to do that kind of stuff. In trouble if we don't. I can just put your names and your positions, that's fine too. But we're just trying to build it up to see to what you guys want to be. What do you want out there? You know? There you go.
If they get, actually, if they get my picture, then they'll be, Bruce, can we do this? Right. Talk about it at the meeting.
Right, and so that's
you know,
fine.
Yeah.
Just names and...
Put all these guys' personal phone numbers.
Names and positions. Actually, I have a spot for that. Yeah. I didn't think they'd
want to. Put Ron's
phone. No. Obviously, yeah, call Ron. Here's his number. Yeah. Call Ron. Here's his number.
Okay, let's move on to discuss approved purchase adjacent lot located North
Beach.
Go ahead.
Sorry, contacted the seller, who and Ron's contacted the seller and some final stuff with her. She's resolution in here for you guys to review. I need the one signed, hopefully tonight.
This lot right next door, we want to put that for our office in the future.
Well, that's,
did we?
I was just going to ask, why are we buying the lot?
Yeah. We are.
Okay, so you're talking about building a structure over there?
Yes.
Putting a structure over there to cover
the eventually, but the lot, which is conveniently located, is available now, even if we don't put a structure there now. We can acquire the lot, and when we get done with all this.
We need a suggestion that we had talked
rather
about.
Rather than finding a building.
Thinking like a portable, like they use at the schools. It's handicap accessible, or handicap bathrooms, you know what I'm saying?
Like a trailer?
Yeah. That's what I would be suggesting for right now. Right.
We just come up with
right.
We
do what we can afford. Right now, we're getting that building, we can move this crap out of the way. We have a lot next door with a building, but if we can't afford to
move that,
yeah,
talk about it in the future.
The other thing, like Bruce brought up, is that we could find.
They're 2x6s, be warm. They give them to the schools and stuff. I'll give you an example, like on the way to Klamath Falls, that's buildings and stuff, and they're gonna have those come up. Okay, so you can find those pretty reasonable, and they
you
guarantee
move
one.
Anything.
I'm just saying something of that nature.
Talking about moving them, really been just trying concentrating on getting a lot first, or whatever, or the other office, or whatever, something to get away from the front. Basic design, basic.
Let's go for the property right
now.
Yeah,
it's time.
Yep.
It's an acre lot.
Bigger an acre. Yes. Isn't that big?
Oh.
An acre, isn't it? It's a whole corner.
Nice.
Corner, yes.
It's a nice lot.
Clear from here, clear around.
Really good.
Okay.
So she's agreeing.
Because down here, I know around the lakes and all, there's little tiny lots.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
can't put a car on.
It goes to the back of our fence.
This is a full acre.
No.
Yeah, everything on the
give or take.
Everything on the north side of the runway are acre lots.
Oh.
On my side, it's a postage stamp lots.
Yeah.
You know,
she's
a huge lot.
Sorry. She's agreed to sell it for $3,000, and we do the closing costs. I've done a resolution that I'll need signed today if everybody agrees on that. And then I did just a very simple property agreement that states that too. So I'll need those signed. I'm supposed to email her these back tomorrow so then she can take them to her notary and have them. And so we
it is clear. Taxes are paid, but we're also going to put it. We don't have escrow in town anymore.
Yes,
we
do.
Yes, we do.
We've
got
a
new title company. Yeah, they got it. I think that's all it would be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she wants to walk away with three.
I'll make a motion that we buy the property next door.
I second the motion. The other thing, if you guys don't mind voting on.
I need Stanley Trump's signature.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
that one.
Yeah.
Your copies are in there, but I just need the one signed copy.
Thank you. Yeah, this would be a lot easier.
Signature on this one as well. And then Ron, you're the only other signature, so.
I think, you know, if needed, but I think for, we got it free and clear that we got no problem, but it's best to go through escrow because you never need nothing to come back on us. He's responsible if we go through escrow.
We don't want to do that. We're a community.
I got him. Todd's, it just needs Todd's and Ron's signatures on it.
I thought you needed all of them.
But no, it's just a resolution to do it and then.
So we can do it without us.
I just record the vote.
Yeah.
And then.
He knows where to find.
The other one is a property agreement that just says everything we just talked about, the $3,000.
Ron, you can get ahold of me if you need a check signed.
I just interested.
He needs to sign a check.
That'll all come.
I used to format from somebody else, district that was buying property, so.
Hold the money until everything's cleared.
Still 30 days before it will be into our name. No, I'm saying that to go through the paperwork.
There's like, it's something like that.
It's a 30-day, I believe. They got 30 days to.
I think that's in the purchase agreement.
Once he signs that, it locks it in.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a whole lot being sold.
Right.
I think it's in the purchase agreement, though.
Let's move on.
Sign one place, Susan.
You only have to suck up on that. The rest of the agenda is gonna be kind of crazy because I. Monica, and I got an email from Stephanie finally, who I've been trying to get a hold of all the time because my records showed that John was already good till 2008.
Mark did.
That's it. So I'm like getting Stephanie, and Stephanie just goes back and says, oh yeah, I checked my records. Looks like John is good. Just disregard those papers that I sent you. And so we're gonna have.
We can do that.
I did one for Buck and for Mark though, because they do expire this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys.
I'm just gonna sign.
You gotta do the little oath and everything.
We swear you in.
I don't remember ever taking a little oath.
I didn't.
I did. I had to go to the courthouse. They had to come down because they didn't have the oath.
I remember running back and forth from.
I was brought in as a pre-tem.
What's the pen?
Yep.
And John, I think yours is, you're good till 2018.
Is that all board members got to sign it, right?
I don't recall doing that.
Ever?
No, I was brought in as a temp to fill a position.
But your temp is good till 2018.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, your temp position, because it's that position that you fill was good till 2018. I guess that's how it works.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the records that she had. You can sign it in case if you want, just in case she's wrong. It's not gonna hurt nothing. But she told me to disregard it.
I don't wanna date it because that would change the date on it.
4 year, I never said 4 year. It was always 2 and 3. Two and three.
I don't know. This one says 4.
There are 4?
I think there's 4.
Now there's a 4?
I think there's 4.
Find out information, let me know next.
Here's what she says. I just looked them up. Yep, looks like John is good until 2018. Not sure why.
Yeah.
You can ignore those, but the other two didn't file timely. You have to post vacancy notices in 3 conspicuous. I did. Yes, I did do all that.
Yes.
Anyone interested in the, so they're appointed.
Yeah.
So, it's been really hard dealing with the county lately. They're having a really busy time themselves, right. And so.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. What did you say?
No, don't even.
Love you, Mark.
Don't even.
She said that your job was posted. Nobody else filled an application out, like so you're stuck with it.
You're stuck with it.
So sign the paperwork.
Once you sign that, we get your house.
Right, there you go. Signing the whole.
Yeah, we're Upper Hill Unit.
So am I accepting a position of secretary to the board of directors?
Yeah, where it says director.
Bottom part.
Oh,
yeah. Susan's right there.
Right.
Here you go, Susan.
It was a test. You did really well.
Hey, you shouldn't test like that. She'd be more than happy to get rid of that position.
Yes.
Now we're down to organization of board of directors, whole election board positions, action needed. We do this every once in a while.
Yeah.
I nominate that John Oates. Chairman too?
No, I can't.
No, I can't.
No.
Can't be a vote. He can be take my job because I need a break. Because I
hell would want your job.
Reading something under. Nonprofit organizations and appointment. Why I'm in term working here only 4 years.
You guys got to
straight time.
Well, why don't
so
you?
I need to take a break. I wanted job. To be what you were and you be what I am.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll work.
Is that a word?
Yeah,
that
way you already cool. know the inside.
Yeah. Well, and with the new stuff, I'm still behind too.
John is the treasurer, Buck is the assistant treasurer now, is that right?
Yeah, I'm just a board member now.
Okay, director.
Okay, we need to vote on that, right?
Yes. So everything but me, John.
Everything's the same, but.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make the motion however you want to word it.
And he says.
Yes.
Yes.
Now we have to have.
Be a board member, let one of these guys be one.
I'm the assistant chairman.
Buck, you want to be chairman?
Well, Mark's already done it, he's good at it.
Well, he's assistant.
Chair.
How about a chair and assistant chair?
Well, okay.
I'll make a motion.
That'll work.
Assistant chair and chairman.
Chair and checks and everything all the time.
That's okay, I make a motion, we make Buck the chairman.
Okay.
Everybody on it?
I second the motion.
Oh, yes. Now everybody voted on it.
Chairman, what's that other?
Everybody said yes?
Yes.
Treasurer, treasurer and chairman.
Okay.
Vice chairman, chairman, treasurer.
Okay, who do you want for vice chair? You want me as vice chair, or you want Mark to stay vice chair? I think Mark ought to stay vice chair.
I've already been.
He's already been, it's your turn, you're vice chairman, I'd like to nominate Todd to be vice chairman.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Vote.
Yes.
What's Mark gonna do? He gets.
Next time, Mark could be the other one.
I vote next year, we just draw lots.
I told you we needed those committees.
Okay.
Mark's gonna be bored.
I saw him passing a buck.
I need to say one thing though, if we're done with that. We need a piece of paper from the bank for the signatures of the board members.
We should do the all five board members.
What is going to happen is you guys will need to go in there individually, you'll need to take a copy of the minutes, these minutes that show the approved and you signers, and I'll put that all in.
Whoever goes to the bank to deposit money can bring us some paper from the bank. Signing?
You don't have to actually physically be there? They always told me I had to physically be there.
And then turn around, bring it here.
Yours is in there, you're the only one and that can sign at this point, so we should add up.
We talked about that last time.
Yes, we have. Okay, so I will pick up the papers needed.
Yeah.
And I will present them with the minutes, and hopefully there'll be enough to cover all of you guys.
Okay. Actually, the way it's, I just went through this last year, bought the card, you come down with your ID, and you sign the paper.
I thought I had, I
so
thought
it is changed.
You physically
no,
had to
bank
be there.
Does it down there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
but
good.
You have to state on your minutes that these people have been
approved.
Elected
or
and approved to sign all documents,
Susan,
monetary
did,
and legal.
When I did it,
my wife
and everybody did it, you took a copy of our driver's license and went down there with them.
They won't allow it anymore.
Okay.
You have to do
okay,
it.
So it's changed.
I thought,
cool.
though, even when me and Lisa were doing the volunteer fire department, we had to actually physically go in there with our ID and our people and everything.
So there's three board members who've got to go.
Okay, but
you're
everybody,
in town, whenever.
To try to,
so
in other words, we need to make a bylaw
we need to,
stating
a policy that
we
in the policy that, okay, it'd be like this. What Ron's trying to say is that, I get the checks, and his name is not on it. He doesn't want me to sign it until I see his name, so I know he's approved whatever bill it is.
Well, but you're talking about
because other people,
two signatures.
Right.
Your signature and
but he wants his
signature. We can do it with one.
But he wants
but
his.
We always like to do two.
Yeah, or three.
What I'm saying is, what happened before was.
Okay. Can I finish it for you, Rock? Because you're leading away from it. What he's trying to say, in smaller words, is that up and they want you to sign the checks, or you stop by to sign some checks.
Right.
For the simple reason.
That's what I'm saying. Two
yes.
Signatures. Okay.
Yeah, but he wants his on there first. Right. If I come to sign it, say for instance, I don't see Rock sign it.
Right.
I do not sign it until his site. And we've been advised, but you have his number. You can always talk to him on the phone.
We
it's
have to
okay.
be careful about the unlesses. If you're going to put it in a policy, then it needs to be in a policy, and it needs
to do
well.
Is that
can
that
be written
be two
up.
Two signatures, and we have an understanding that we won't signature unless he is absent.
In other words, we wanted
that's
to approve.
How I'll, that's how I will write it up. In the rare occasions that the general manager is not available to sign, then,
Well, why don't you make it if that case arises that it has to be the
treasurer and another board member.
Or,
Yeah.
You could put it, if I'm not here, Ryan's going to be in my place.
I might be out of town, or who knows.
Being here, you know, if Ryan's
Brian will also have to be a signer. He will also have to be a signer on that.
Yep, you can't have that.
Ryan, if he's gonna have him sign the check.
Give you a phone call.
Stuff like that. Well, I didn't mind that if I.
Got in the middle of that too. I said, I got in the middle of it because she.
Just for the heck of it, I mean.
We had the person down the street from me that was a board.
Oh, okay.
He was signing in the check. Now, here's another thing. The check was going through on signature.
Huh, we still have, if we, no, none of the check.
Him for a, what was it?
Okay, our understanding is, I think, and if we're gonna, we'll sign the check first, with the Atope, we'll co-sign it. In our absence, any other chairperson can co-sign that check.
Oh, it would be mine, but she takes double, she makes copies and stuff like that.
We all live here, so I think that one of us would be available.
It's pretty hard to find somebody.
Oh, yeah?
Then before, it was just these two that could sign.
It might be a lot easier,
So you have to make a.
I just got the call from Monica, and they were gonna be ready, hard copies, to take it to you guys to review, and she was gonna come to next month's meeting for questions and explanations and stuff, but she got hung up, and that seems to be working out good. It gives people some time to actually read them.
Work. Just gonna have to do it. We've got all the bills paid. We still got $25,000 left, and we haven't received all of our fire money yet. Okay, and $300 and some dollars that I don't know if anybody knew it. That was taken from the office.
Or disappeared.
That disappeared from the office in an envelope that was signed before Susan had left to go.
With a cash.
And it was on the other side.
It was on the other side. We've taken some steps to prevent that. We've put the file cabinet in a better. We don't know that it was stolen, so I hate to use words like that, but we have put the file cabinet in a better location and angled the camera.
And what I thought about it was, so we got the one camera right here, and it shows her really good door, and then it shows the front door. But this location over here, the other desk, don't show that at all.
Just that little back.
Do we have another camera we can put in? No.
No, but we've taken care of that issue.
I watched it all the way through.
Sound
good. One showed here, no one showed in there.
Can't our employees just shut it off and walk in here and do what they're going to do and then come back out? Or does it any interruptions? This time, then, we have $350-some.
Do we only have
misplaced
large sums of cash over $1,000?
The bucks.
Only reason we did usually that time is you were gone.
This is the second time it's happened in the same kind of way. We put money in.
Since I've been here, it's happened. We came up short. It is money. And so we.
File cabinet.
It's a lock.
Secure.
It's a fireproof and
someone had access to the lock.
And
all got those keys.
So we do have a safe.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
If we have a safe, why is the money going into
it? Because it's just a little case. It's a little safe. It's not as secure as the file cabinet.
Where was the envelope with the money?
I got a question.
It was in the drawer behind where
the file cabinet?
Yes, I can show you the setup. I can show you the setup.
A locking file cabinet.
You know, I can open a file cabinet with a screwdriver.
Yep.
All you do is reach in the side and pop like.
Well, who would know what's in there to go get it?
I don't know. I have beat myself up trying to find answers to that. I don't know. And that's why we, that's what it, that's the only thing I could think of too, is an ounce of prevention. So that was a blind spot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It had to have happened, we determined, during working hours, had to be in there because otherwise it would have been locked, or somebody knows how to access the keys going from there. So
no one showed in the office.
So for preventive measures, first week of every month, at least 2 deposits will be made. That's our heavy night every night and being counted down, and other preventive measures I can take.
Who has access to that office other than business hours?
Anybody.
They would cash or?
Yeah, people would checks and cash, so it varies a lot. It varies a lot.
I'm thinking that we should probably have a safe in here. So we know it didn't just disappear. What time frame did this occur? I mean, was it over a week's time?
Yeah, here's what happened.
What did you ask the question?
Thanksgiving holiday was here. Dad actually physically removed the cash drawer, opened the box, get the money out where we keep the change and stuff like that. and bought an easy
they didn't take
thing.
The
how long was it from the time we had the money
Thursday,
to the time we did
Tuesday.
Not have the money? To Tuesday.
Thursday to Tuesday, so there was a full weekend.
Mm-hmm. Box, they didn't take that?
Yeah.
They moved Coin. Cash, moved almost $100 to get to the other.
Huh. Well, they didn't figure you'd find it.
I have dug, I searched three
depends
times
on how smart
every
the thief
file,
is.
Everything in that area. Pulled the file cabinet completely apart, indoor, outdoor.
Tore it all apart.
And yeah, I did.
Was this reported to the police or anything?
Out paper clips is because you slide them and you just pick up another page.
But
I still look.
Ron's
I'm still thinking
I looked through. And I watched the cameras.
They'll be in there, Ron. We just.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because other than that, it comes down to
that
Susan
is missing
got it
at
Holly
this time.
Got it, and I don't think either one of those scenarios happens.
But it also brings up something that we're least to consider.
Somebody during the day could run into the bank and put it right in there. Drop it in.
We have a really good safe in the cupboard, but nobody knows what the combination is.
I can't hear both of you.
Unlock it and ring through the lock.
Yeah. Hire a locksmith to come in
and re-key it, relock it.
There's a guy in town.
Oh.
No, we but can't even close it because
oh,
nobody
wow.
knows the safe.
Yeah, then it's no good.
Call the locksmith.
The door's open on site?
Yeah, because you can't close it or you'll never open it.
How big a safe
again.
Is it?
No, you call the locksmith in. He can change the code.
Let's get them to be
yeah.
going
on. Okay. All right, I'm still working on this. Okay.
Yeah, if the door's open,
anyway,
it's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
I thought the door's closed.
We're making it. If that check does not come in for on the fire, we might have a little problem with payroll again. Susan, did we ever pay that 20 back?
No, that's due January 15th.
So we've been using that too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have got to have some money coming in again. We're at that point again, and we've got 120 or 114
well, basically that money, the way I'm looking at it, most of it's going to be spent by the time we get it.
No.
Oh, it won't be spent, but when we get it, it's going to be spent.
When we get it.
In other words, we can't take that money and put it over here for something else because we got all this other stuff
not
coming
immediately.
In.
Not immediately. It'll be just a thing because then we'll get tax money in too. And so we'll
get
this
first.
Yeah, I know. But is that tax money for this last year right now or is that for next year's?
It's this current, we are in the current.
So in 2016,
current
that money's for this year.
Budgeted profit. We budget from June July 1st through June 30th. So the tax money, it'll still be all. Fine, it's just a week, but like as soon as we get whichever one comes first, we got to pay the community first loan and then just whatever else is due at that time. And then, then we'll supplement back into the reserve.
Well, the taxes get here.
The last one,
firemen, right, wasn't that much.
We got one for, well, yeah,
well,
it was way less.
The last one that
the last one the year before the one that we get in August, which is actually for the probably counting on 75 this year, we got like 48 instead because of that's your delinquent taxes. The one in August is too late.
My question is, we're not over budget. Then we're not going to be over budget because the money's.
But when we get that tax money in August, that's actually the prior year that belongs to.
Just get.
No, the tax check that we get goes to the prior year. It's the delinquent
taxes.
So taxes
in
prior
we get in August of 17.
We're going to spend it in 17, but it's going to be applied in the books towards 16. So it's just a big juggling timing thing here like that is what you do.
Yeah, so this year we're 200. We got money coming in.
Last year.
It's just a timing issue.
So, I want to get back then. Are we have funds to pay, to make payroll?
We can do one more payroll.
We have one more payroll.
So we do have funds.
Yeah, we got $25,000 according to the bank right now.
November.
All the checks that we've written out, we've already checked it to make sure the ones are written out. So we deducted, it was $50,000. So we deducted all of the checks we just wrote out that I just signed.
Once
to be broke.
Every two weeks.
Minus 700.
Okay.
So we had three. If we find it, then be minus four.
Okay, we got to accept the financial report.
I have one more question.
Go for it.
at the last hour.
Still in that book.
We still haven't heard anything, and I've called them again, and they just keep saying, we're working on it, just wait until we call you. So there is absolutely nothing I can do on that.
Do they imply that they're going to give?
When once they work it all out, they definitely will work with us to do what we got to do.
$5,000.
According to mine,
it'd be $100,000.
The whole thing, instead of work. So going back to that, though, that puts us down to $100,000, which Monica highly recommended that.
Somebody tells you on the phone, if it ain't in writing, doesn't mean a damn thing.
But we can't get anything else. We've tried everything we worked out so that we can work it. They won't even let us pay them.
Right. Gotten any new notices? I haven't, and I've called them on a regular basis to upkeep. So they record every one of those. They know that they are working on it. It's been sent. They sent it to. We have a worker. We have somebody now.
Caseworker.
Yeah. It's. You know, it's just on their clock.
Mm-hmm. And we have not missed a payment or ever owed it. Mm-hmm. The IRS should.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. They should be the one too.
It's
yeah, right. That's the IRS.
They weren't on the ball either.
So, you know, we
personally, do you think my income tax, if I owed them money, that they would skip me for a while?
Right, we can't get
done. Anyway, we good with financial report?
We are.
Do you have a motion?
Mark, say yes. He said yes.
He said yes.
I heard it from the toilet.
Okay. No. We have nobody in the peanut gallery for the public comment. So
first of all, I read something in here that we are supposed to get a topic of comment. In other words, new business that's not on here that I thought of that I would like to discuss. According
you
to
need
this,
to put
it's
on the agenda.
Put on the agenda.
Let's talk.
We've got a form that you can.
Actually included them in all of you guys' little books.
I came across something and I did not put in for it because I didn't find out. So I'm looking for information as well as wondering, can we bring this topic up on the table?
We can't make any decision on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Your old business. What you're talking
about. You can do it for your old business.
Okay.
I would like is, it's kind of a three-way, we pay the people to do their jobs. They do their jobs. Bonuses for doing their jobs. Yet we, the board here, spend many hours, whether it be in reading.
We used to be paid for.
And
yes.
That's the question as to, my thing is, I realized how much I spent in this past year. I was on 4 volunteer committees. It cost me a freaking fortune.
John, to go back to that just right, Susan and I were talking about we could not afford to pay the boardman
services.
For utilities. Mm-hmm. Utilities. So
literally the utilities.
So we can go back, because we discussed it at that age. Only the utilities at that time, and when we got in finance, the treasurer has to decide whether we can afford to go back to it. And it was $100 a month. So, but you can't
after the
that
first of the year,
month.
I would make a motion
so.
To
well,
approve it.
Can I just make a couple suggestions? I would definitely like to budget it in for that.
When is your next budget?
From April.
It's not tomorrow.
It's not tomorrow, but we can probably limp along until then because there's been shortages. We will figure out a way, but you guys definitely need to be compensated.
These two right here should be
the
at
other,
least $100 each.
The other thing is if Ron, if you get your sewer thing, there's $400 right there that's going to open up.
Yes.
That we have. There's your monthly. Almost all of our monthly costs right there. So we should be, as it is definitely in the works.
Let's put it to, we can't take action on it this month.
Right.
Table
first,
it.
Well,
let's table it until.
Month, we should
I have
right first.
Another thing we insured, because we are supposed to be, the extent of legally permissible, indemnified each person who may serve under these officer, director, or of the district shall qualities including without limitations and so on.
Yes.
That's our our insurance company already has you guys. January 1st.
Put it on the agenda for next board for January.
Yes. See, you guys down the valley here. We'll go back to 18.
Can I tell the board something real quick, though? If I get cash, I'll only get 20 bucks. Because this is the way it works. I'm on SSI. So I have to turn that in, the cash.
Is there a way that we can write it up as a choice?
Okay, hold on, everybody. Everybody talking. Susan?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they can still take that away from me, too. Cash, you got to, at the end of the year, you got to fill out a tax thing. Uh-huh. All you guys, okay? And so the first 2 years I was here, I didn't know any better. And all of a sudden, they
know. If you get your, and the difference is $20, turn in a receipt for gas, $20. Then you get, they pay you cash.
Let me finish explaining that. Okay, what they did is, I get SSI, right? So then what they do is they turn around, okay, $80 of my check. So I only made 20. So I didn't know about it, okay? So they caught up with me, and when they did, they took the $80 for that month plus the following month. So instead of taking $80 out of my check, they were taking me for the back pay. My check went from like $700 down to $400. So I had 2 years to stay on this board. I wanted to quit, but I stayed because
especially if you get a 1099 at the end of the year to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. I don't know if Social Security is, because I get it, like I don't know if I'm doing illegal or something right now.
But I think I can write that up to where it's a choice and taxation.
I'm allowed to come back and forth here and get gas money because I'm doing a service.
The meeting's over there.
Free.
That's it. You get a form for your $20
in gas.
Yeah, I just wanted to share what. For me.
No, that's, we're going to have to concerned
Susan
about.
And I already talked about it.
Tell me to sign checks. We don't have the money. We got payroll.
One of them is an old payroll check that
kept, I know, he I'm lost.
So
yeah.
I had to redo it and stop payment on the
Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I second.
Vote.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're good.
If I can't leave because I got to sign checks, you can sit right there too.
Yeah.
And talk, whatever.
And we don't need any of this stuff here, Susan, do we?
Any of that for
no,
me.
You, I appreciate
no, wait a minute,
not
wait a minute.
Having that back.
If you look at that, it says like June or July to 2016 December. Okay, that's
September.
Just them papers. You got the same papers I'm talking about? Okay. Those papers are good. So when we budget next year, how we're doing financially.
Yes.
You want to hang on to those.
Okay.
Those but they are for your personal files. Okay.
There's
really
papers in there, like, you know, okay. What was on, what our agenda was. You can get rid of that if you want. But I would save those papers.
Yeah, this method's just not working as well. So we're.
That way you can help us with our job too and keep her messing up. Looking over our money.
We provide anything old with the changes when we do it, and then
well,
together.
I'd like to look at the old and the,
I
the
so
old
do you
want
to? So do you just want to hang on to yours because that's good, and then
that.
New ones, because old ones are just.
Because I like, you know, like.
But I'm finding more and more that there's like policies that.
I thought we were leaving.
Were in there at one time, are missing now, and need to be in there. So that's like one of them. Well, John likes to have his for review, and that's perfectly. I actually suggest that.
Well, I already reviewed mine.
So, yeah. If
I
you
left everything here.
If you're comfortable keeping your book at home and want to just for reference for now, it's fine.
That is what these are set up for, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's what they are.
Well, but we're updating books.
Right.
But I'm going to update. I'm just going to update one master once we get it all done. This back and forth is crazy.
Oh, I can go.
We need these here.
Yes, you can leave those here.
That much money, huh?
That was a check, yeah. So it's not anything additional. That check was at 11:30. But the only additional was the $25 that I had to take to stop paying.
Right. Just sign some checks you want to see. Probably because the weather got pretty. But I did come
and
in and talk to Susan.
Since you're getting to the treasurer from
I don't
now
know
on.
If you have this.
I do.
Because you have a smaller version.
Uh-huh.
Mine's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're going to get
good.
More in debt.
Take this and bring it back to me. Look at it if you want.
It's good fun. See you later.
Bye. I have fun.
Okay.
You, what
but
you,
this one's
what
more
you,
detailed.
No, really what you've got that they don't have, Bruce,
right.
is your
okay,
by class.
Okay, then give it to him.
Is your bike class.
Okay.
So he's got a little bit more in depth, but as you should just come in and I'll go over stuff with you sometimes, John.
And when you do, I'll come over too.
Yes.
And every time we do bills, I'll supply you with a report of what you're signing.
Get away from the front, set up a white table.
Yep.
We'll sit around the white table.
Gotta have a computer.
We'll set a budget, we'll set the, as we work on it, we're not gonna do the budget in one time.
That's in your book though, that's the bill.
No, we're not talking about budget.
Right.
Ron, we're just going over the expenses.
Yes.
How are we doing on the budget? Remember, we're supposed to get a monthly to see how we're doing.
Right, and that you have. You have a budget versus actual. You have a budget versus actual for the month of November, and you have a budget versus actual for the year, from fiscal year, from July 1st. And then this is the breakdown for classes. So this is your profit and loss by class so that you can see where in each of those.
There.
Right, right.
Like
the future.
Building ourselves back. With the firing, because we're going to be able to put $100,000